The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Airing of Grievances. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Micah.
Hey.
All right, guys, we're back. This episode is entitled The Soulmate. In this episode, George tries to figure out what caused the damage to a briefcase he left behind in a meeting at the Susan Ross Foundation. Elaine is attracted to a man based on his professed disinterest in having kids, and Jerry and Kramer find themselves on opposing sides of a love triangle. What did you think of this episode?
It's okay. Season 8 does not start out strong for me.
Agreed.
There are some amusing bits, but all in all, this is a kind of a forgettable episode.
Yeah, I would largely agree with that. I didn't, even as it started, like, I didn't know, like, even by the title, I was like, I have no idea what episode this is. Like, I was just like, okay. And I was just watching. I was like, oh, okay. Now I remember this. But yeah, there is a decent chance that there might be an episode of this season that I've never seen before. Like, I feel like I've seen everything, but then when I look down the list, I'm like, have I seen this? Have I seen this episode just by titles? But yeah, there's some like pretty forgettable episodes. This one's okay. It's just okay. In this one, it starts out, Jerry and George are in the cab, and George is like chewing on his fingernails, and they're talking about, like, Jerry's like, what's wrong with you? Like, you have nail clippers, like, stop chewing on your hands like an animal. And he's like, yeah. And then they start talking about prison, and he goes, yeah, I would love to go to prison. Like, it seems fascinating. And I'm like, that's like some pretty decent foreshadowing. Like, it feels like they knew what the ending was at that point. Right. Like,
yeah, it was weird because it's like, did they know where they want these people to eventually end up? And they just haven't figured it out yet. Which would be pretty good, forethought, you know, as these people, like we've described them, as everyone has described them, they're despicable, you know, like they, and jail seems like the appropriate place for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Like at a certain point, like these people don't give a shit about anyone else. Like you should probably lock them away. Like that
like makes a lot of sense. Like you can't live in a society like that with people like that. You know what I mean?
Right. It's just ridiculous. So then George asks, how Jerry is doing with this new, woman he's dating named Pam, who works at a bookshop. And Jerry's like, yeah, it's going all right. I'm just like, I'm not gaga over, this woman. So like, she's kind of meh about it. And he's like, one day I'd love to be gaga over a woman. Yeah, I get that, right? Like I get going out with someone just being like, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah. Like you want the butterflies, right? Like I understand that. So I understand Jerry's dilemma here.
It's like cuffing season, right? Like if cuffing season is like when it's winter time, like people just kind of hurry up and try to get into a relationship because like the winter sucks and nobody wants to, you know, you want somebody to like be with, you know, cuddle up with, or just like get through the winter so you can go and get rid of them before Valentine's Day. And then you can like have fun during the summer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's wild. Like I never participated in that. That just feels like really shameless. But yeah, some people like they quite literally plan that, like shack up with somebody or at least be in a relationship. Like, oh man, it's cold outside. I got somebody I can get naked with. And then like, oh, spring's almost here. Get off me. I gotta go. But you know, like, hey, do your thing. And so, yeah, like at this point, you know, Jerry's just like, whatever about this woman. She's fine. Then George is concerned that Wick, the guy who runs the Susan Ross Foundation, thinks that George killed Susan. Because he cleared his throat and was like, Susan's untimely accident. And so he thinks that George actually killed her. And so George is like trying to figure out a way to find out whether Wick or the other members believe that he killed Susan. So Jerry gives him the idea of putting a recording device inside a briefcase and leaving that at a meeting after the meeting is over and then coming back 5 minutes later to pick it up. Now, I know for a fact that you are this type of person. So I would love for you to explain your method that you've 100% used before.
I phones are wonderful devices nowadays. And watches and phones together are a powerful combination. Yes, I record every meeting that I'm in at work. Or if I'm around, especially if I'm in the meeting one-on-one with a white woman, I record everything.
Really?
I'm not fucking joking either. Like, this isn't just me, like, playing it up, right? Like, this is just you and me talking. Yeah, I 100% record meetings that I have. One, because I have a bad memory. And two, I don't trust them white women. I don't.
I can touch my boob. Not according to this recording, I didn't.
Click, and then here we go.
Like, yo, that would be wildly embarrassing for someone who's like, Micah did this, like, no the fuck I did not. Like, right. Now guess what? Pack your bags. You're right. About to get fired.
Because guess what? Who are you going to believe? Right? Who are you going to believe? Like, that's...
Oh, no, you getting fired. You getting fired, 100%.
Exactly. It's that Dave Chappelle thing. You can't prove a negative, right?
No, like, you can't.
You just keep getting accused until you go crazy, and then it looks like you, oh, well, this nigga's crazy. Of course he did. Right? Nah, I record, I 100% record, and I don't tell people either. I don't tell them.
Do you live in a state that is, you're allowed to do that?
I don't know.
I figured you didn't know. Like, that's not my problem.
Hey, look,
I don't know. Oh no, you live in Maryland. No, and you work in a different state.
And I work in a different state, so I don't know either.
Now, here's the thing: I know for a fact where you live, it is legal, right? We're like a single recorder state, basically. Like, as long as you're doing it, you're good. Like, you don't have to ask permission. The other place you work, I don't know. I'm trying to look it up now.
Yeah, I 100% do it, and I advise people to do it. Also, I advise people to do it. Absolutely.
You're good. You're good. You're in a one party consent state.
I'm golden.
You're golden. I'm golden. Fine.
Of course. That state is one party consent. Of course.
Yeah, you gotta look. That's how you trip up a presidential candidate. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Are you way too close to DC? They're like, we don't need two party consent. Fuck that. Like, no.
Yeah.
So good, yeah, you're good.
Good. I advise people to do it. Also, I advise people to do it. It's better than taking notes. If you have a poor memory like I do. And, never know.
Yeah, Maryland is actually, it is unlawful to record any private in-person conversation or any telephone or electronic communication unless you are a party to the conversation and have the permission of all other parties. So actually, if you are at home, you can't do it. At work.
Oh, well.
At work, oh, well. You're free and clear, man. Get your fucking Linda Tripp on, you asshole.
That's like, right.
Look what she did to Monica. She was lying. Are you recording this? No. Don't worry about it. Why are you asking? Mind your business. Fuck out of here. So then Pam, Jerry's girlfriend, comes over to see Jerry. He's not quite home. Kramer is. And Kramer is gaga for this woman. And he's like, oh, and he can barely speak, and he is like, you know, like love at first sight type of thing. And he is just like all about it. Have you ever had not necessarily love at first sight, but like, whoa, like been like really blown away by somebody
that you've absolutely met? Absolutely. I'm like, man, I'd really like to have sex with that person.
Not lust at first sight.
That's all it is, you know. Like, all it is.
I have lust at first sight on Instagram all the time.
Right. Like that's all it is. Like Kramer, he saw that woman and she said one sentence and he was just like smitten.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. He wanted to fuck that woman. I don't believe in love at first sight.
No, you don't believe in that?
Not romantic love. Right. Like when my son was born, it was instant. Right?
Yeah.
Like,
that makes sense. That's different. That's very different.
But like seeing a stranger, and it's just like, I'm in love with this person. Now that's crazy. Yo. That's
yeah. I think it's pretty like, yo, that's certifiable at first sight is what that is. Like, I love you. Like, nigga, slow down.
You're a psycho.
Yeah, like you don't know anything about this person. What if they're also crazy? And you're like, that's the type of crazy I'm into. Like, all right, I don't recommend it. I don't think that should be a thing that people profess at all. Like, that seems pretty insane. So Elaine meets up with some of her friends, and they're all like, Elaine, you got to move to Long Island and have a baby. And she's just like, I'd rather shoot myself in the face. And so all of her friends are like pressuring her, like, you got to have a kid. You got to have a kid. Now, this is terrible advice. If you don't want to have kids, don't have kids. For the love of God, there's enough kids in the world not being properly taken care of. Just don't.
If you don't want kids, I don't want you to have kids because you ain't ready for them.
No.
And for whatever reason. And, not having kids doesn't make you any less of a person, and having them doesn't make you any more of a person. Right.
Nope. Like,
if you don't want them, please don't have them, and don't let anybody pressure you into them, especially your partner. Because if your partner is pressuring you to have kids, you really need to have a heart to heart about your relationship.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's not. Yo, it's not like getting a cat, you know, like, or a dog. Like,
right.
You can return them. Like, nah, yo, that's a life that will be with you forever. So, to the day you die. So it's don't take that lightly, please. Also, like you said, like, it doesn't make you a special person because you have kids. It doesn't make you a special person because you don't have kids. I see people trying to make both ways their entire personality, which I think is kind of lame.
Right. Yeah, there was an old meme of this woman just kind of sitting there with like a cup of coffee in her hand or whatever, right? And the meme was saying, like, well, I don't think single people should be able to. I think if you're a mom, you should be able to cut in front of single people at the Starbucks, because what's harder than being a mom? And then the meme is like, yo, lady, you're not special just because you let a guy come in you. Like, it's not.
That's stupid. Like,
I love childbirth being. I love like child rearing being broken down into just, you let a dude come in.
Yeah, like the most like ridiculously like basic things. Like, it's supposed to be nicer than that, but like at the end of the day, that's kind of what it is.
That's what it is. Yo.
Sorry you were being so reckless. But yeah, it's, I always find that weird. Like, I should be cherished in society. Like, no, it's hard. Like, it is, like, it, you know, but, like, other people have, everybody's problems are, are hard to them, right? Like, it's all just perspective, right? So,
right.
If you're single and you're like, yo, but I got all these extra problems, and people are like, all right, those are valid. And you're like, I got kids, and I got all this shit to go. Those things are valid. The only thing I would say as a parent is, like, whatever problems you have is, like, a person without kids, and then you have kids. You still have those other problems. Like, that's the only thing that's different. It's like,
you got more problems.
You just have more problems. Like, it doesn't mean your life is worse. Like, I don't count my life as being worse. I actually think my life is better with a kid. But like, I saw a thread a while back, and it was like this whole back and forth between people who have kids and people who don't. And this guy was like, yeah, well, you know, people say, you know, and it was a person without kids. And he's like, well, you know, as hard as it is to be a parent, you know, go talk to doctors and who have to go through all this other stuff and, you know, and work in emergency rooms and all this other stuff. And I was like, yeah, that's a really good point. You know, some doctors have kids, right? like, you don't have kids and then suddenly none of the other responsibilities are there. I was like, yo, that's just one plus one, my nigga. Like, it's not one times zero. That's not how it works. Right.
The only thing I don't like is when pet people equate having a pet to having a child. Don't do that shit.
It's not like the
that shit really gets on my nerves, man. Because
I get it if you don't had kids. Like I always cared about my pets. Like I cared about them greatly. You can get a new dog. You can get a new cat. Replacing a cat or a dog is not the same as replacing a child. It's not. I know people who don't have kids can't understand that. But look, let me assure you, as a person who also owns pets, it's not. It's not. Like, if I lost my daughter, I would be fucking devastated for the rest of my life. I've lost two dogs. I'm okay. Like,
right.
No, yo, it's not the same. Like, it's your connection with them is like they're you. Like, they're part of you. Like, you know, whether you've had them naturally or, you know, in my case, you know, adopted, like, they're a part of you in very specific ways. You see yourself in them. You don't see that in a golden retriever, my nigga. Like, you don't. Like, you're like, oh, they know how to sit because I told them to. That's not the same as them repeating your language and looking like you and sharing your DNA. Those are two very different things. Unless you're like some dog people and you're making out with your dog. So maybe it's different.
I mean, like, people who take their dogs everywhere, like the gym. Like, can you believe that people take dogs to gyms?
Well, those people are clearly mentally deranged.
Absolutely.
Like, and they should be judged harshly.
Absolutely. And they'll probably never hear this, but they absolutely should be judged incredibly harshly, Tiara. Incredibly harshly.
That's right. Stop taking your dog to Bally's or whatever. Get out of here.
Yo, it's gross, man. It's gross.
Fucking hippie California gyms. Get out of here.
Fuck out of here, yo.
That's crazy. So George leaves his cassette, his running recorder in a briefcase. I'm sorry. He does that. Then he comes back 5 minutes later and he gets in. He's like, oh, gotta take it. And he gets out of there. Meanwhile, when Jerry and Elaine were talking about like the idea of not having kids and all that stuff, this other guy was like, hey, I agree with you. Why should there be pressure on women to have kids? And so they start, like, they go out on a date because, like, Elaine's like, oh, a guy who doesn't want to pressure me to have kids. That sounds awesome. Even though this guy looks like a fucking doofus. It's amazing. Elaine's taste is all over the place. George, meanwhile, brings the tape recording to Jerry's, and he notices his briefcase is all beat up. And then on the tape, you hear someone say, like, look out! Oh, my God! And then, like, the thing stops dead because the tape gets, I guess, like roughed up. And so they're trying to figure out, like, what the fuck is going on with the briefcase. Kramer comes and lets Jerry know that he is actually in love with his girlfriend. And then Jerry is like, I never thought about her like that. You know what? Like a jealous child, the second I'm not playing with a toy of mine, some other kid wants it. Now I want it even more. It's my favorite thing. So he's like, you know what? You're making a lot of good points. You know what? Maybe I think I can see it. Like the voice, the calves, the bacon. I think I can. I even like the name. Pam.
This is fucked up, right? Like, this is fucked up on Kramer's part, right? Like,
you wait for him to break up.
Yeah. Now, in my case,
Here we go. Here, listen to this.
So, the woman I was engaged to before my wife, that didn't work out. But I kind of came into their group of friends. And
I remember this story. Go ahead.
and there was a dude who, you know, when you think blurred, like, he is what you think, right? Like,
no hairline.
Quite the opposite. Big dude, dreads, glasses, Dragon Ball Z shirt, right? Like, he is.
As you do.
He is a blurred, right? He always had weeb, right? Yeah. Like, he is a blurred. And, he was very sweet on the girl that I eventually got engaged to. And I knew this. I knew this, right? But I was sweet on her too. And I, you know, I acted first. And I, you know, I made my feelings known first. And it was odd because, like, that dude still hung around, you know, and it was just like, especially like while we were dating. And it was just odd. Like I felt like dirty looks and shit, but like he wouldn't like do anything. You know how like lions like look impressive, right?
They don't do shit.
They don't do shit. You know? Nah, yo. They don't do nothing. All you niggas out here equating yourselves to lions.
Now like, the woman does the hunting, my nigga. Like your lioness do the hunting. Right?
Like you're not, you know, it's not impressive. And it wasn't with him either. And he eventually stopped hanging out with us, especially when she and I got more serious. And then that blew up. And then, I ruined that guy's chances of being with his one true love that she didn't really care for in that way anyway. So I didn't feel too bad.
Yeah, no, I think you're the worst person there. I think you should have let old Daniel Weepston you should have let that man take a crack at it. I think you're valid. Like, look, it's either me or him. Like, it is what it is, dude. Now if they were dating and you were just like, hey, how's it going?
No, if they like, were that, dating, that'd be
that's
weird.
Not cool. Yeah, that's not cool. But no, if it's like you come in and it's like, she ain't with nobody. And you see this, like, this guy standing in the corner, like, you know, doing Naruto runs, like, trying to get up the courage. That's not your problem. You know, you just make your move, you know. I mean, in hindsight, you should have just shut your fucking mouth and not said anything.
Apparently.
You'd have been better off. But you
nah,
know
it, I think
nah, you had to learn that lesson, though. You had to learn it.
Yeah, absolutely. I had to learn that. And then it's funny how, like, you reflect on shit in your life and then like, well, if I never did this, yep, I would never be where I'm at right now.
That's 100% true. I mean? If I had never gone to California with the person I went there with and then moved back, I would have never met my wife.
Exactly. Never exactly.
Would. I mean, not likely, right? Like if I had never dated her, I'd be a very different person too by the time we met.
Yeah. I'd still be at the Palatial Crown Floor Apartment Studios.
Yeah. I'd have probably been slutting it up. If I'm being honest. Yeah, I probably would have. That's a disaster. Like, no, nobody needs that.
You did.
Yeah, I did. But, like, for much longer. Like, I would have just been like, let's fucking go to work. I mean, log into Black People Meet. Let's see what's up. That site's terrible. But, yeah, I when my wife and I bought our first house. We weren't married at the time. We were just dating. She bought it actually. But like we basically were like, look, we're not going to move in together unless this is like serious. And we were like, yeah, all right. Like I like you. You like me, you know, that type of shit. Adult shit. And so we got this house. I mean, we were paying for it together, but she bought it and we had to get all these renovations done, right? Like when we first, I don't know if you remember, like we first bought that house, our first house, like we didn't gut it, but we did like a lot of big renovations. We bought it. And the guy who was doing that was her friend. And like, didn't bother me. I didn't give a fuck. I was like, I'm with her. Like that's your problem. this is your problem. But it was clear that, like, I don't know what he thought. Like, if I just, like, keep hanging around, like, maybe eventually she'll like me. And he's, like, and look, I'm okay to admit this. I'm totally fine with this. Like, he's a better-looking dude than me. Like, he was more fit than I was. Like, I was just like, really? Like, not that guy? Okay. Like, cool. You know? That guy's personality was, like, kind of lame. Like, there you go, guys.
And that's why.
Look,
that's why you see, you know, all the fat schlubby guys with the hot chicks, all the Peter Griffins with the Lois Griffins, right? Because there's something about that dude's personality.
Griffin's personality.
I mean, it's probably the worst example I can
give. Yeah, because he's a dick. Like, he's an awful person. But yeah, it's you know, like, eventually, like, I just didn't care. I was like, I'm not bothered by this, right? Like, I don't care that this guy is hanging around doing the contract work, like, whatever. And then just like one day he was like, hey, can you help me with my computer? And I was just like, oh yeah, like, no problem. And like, I think we were like, at that point, like, it was pretty obvious, like, that it was pretty serious. And I was like, yeah, just bring your computer by. Like, why don't you come over for dinner tonight? Like, I invited him. I was like, whatever. Like, dude, you work in the house all the time. Like, he was totally cool, right? And like, dude just never came. Like, they finished all their work and he just never came back. Like, ever. Like, we haven't seen this guy in like 11 years. Like, okay. That is really weird.
So, or actually, he probably wanted you to go to his house to fix the computer. And while you were over there.
Yeah, all right.
To go.
Yeah, all right, nigga. Knock that the fuck off. But yeah, like, he just didn't show up anymore. And then, like, after the work was done and, like, just never returned phone calls. Like, just never. It was very weird. Like, we didn't have a falling out. She never had a falling out with him. Like, nothing. She was just like, yo, what the fuck is your problem? Like, yo, and I guess he was just like, don't want to get in the middle of it. I was like, nigga, you're not in the middle of it. Like, you're not at all. Like, it's very weird. But yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, shout out to that guy. He did pretty good work, though. Like, I mean, but, you know, it is what it is. So,
hey, it is what it is. Know.
I was like, get out. So then we see Kramer, he goes to Newman in a Cyrano de Bergerac sort of situation where he has Newman feed him poetry as he talks his game to Pam at the bookshop. And she's just like, oh, my God, that's amazing and everything else. And Newman's like, yeah, feeling pretty good about myself, you know, with my original poetry. Meanwhile, Elaine is dating that guy, and the guy's like, yeah, I don't want kids. And she's like, yeah, I know you say you don't want kids. But, you know, a lot of guys say all sorts of things. And so he tells her, like, yo, I got a vasectomy. Like, not fucking around.
Look, I don't have a problem getting a vasectomy. I'm not getting a vasectomy if I'm in my 30s dating, because I might want kids.
Yeah, no. Just put a condom on. I mean, here's the thing. You can get them reversed. It's not 100%. So that's a risky move. That's a risky move, I think. Yeah. Getting that done before you have kids. It's a risky move.
Yeah. No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it before I would do it now, because, like, yeah, we're old.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you're done. Right, you're done. So who cares? I think I remember reading. I can't verify this, but I think I remember hearing or reading that Method Man, the very famous rapper, like, when he first got, like, big into, like big in Hollywood or whatever, like, one of the first things he did was, like, you know, he went and got a vasectomy. He was like, Not today. No, you're not. you're not settling me with a bunch of outside kids. Like, nope, fuck that. And then I guess he got married eventually, because he's got, like, a daughter in college. Like, and then I guess he got it reversed and was like, all right, now I can have kids. But he was like, nah, yo, not gonna be one of those guys in Hollywood with, like, seven kids. Fuck that. Which is pretty hilarious.
It's fucking smart. He knows who he is.
Yeah, right. Like, you out there. Like, why not? Like, don't
many fucking basketball players need to do that shit? Jesus,
dude,
Christ.
Like, y'all gotta relax. Like, that to me is always crazy. Like, someone like Nick Cannon, like, yo, why do you have so many kids? You have so many kids. I mean, he's actively out there trying to, like, have as many kids as possible. And my thing is, like, who are these women? Like, you just want an absentee nigga? Like, what the fuck? Like, he can't be hanging out with all of these kids. Like, he can't be. He got, like, eight kids or some shit, crazy shit like that. Like, knock that off. This shit is silly. Stop fucking people for clout. Like, or having babies for clout, which is fucking weird.
Right. Fuck people all you want, but.
Yeah, just, by all means. Yeah, but. It's crazy. When Elaine was telling when Elaine was telling Jerry and George about this guy, Jerry and George are like, men will say anything to you to like to get a woman. And they start going back and forth in insane things that they've said to women. And George goes, I once told a woman I coined the phrase, pardon my French. Yo, her face is like, the fuck is wrong with you? He said, Jerry goes, I once told a woman that I don't eat cake because it goes right to my thighs. And then George goes back and says, I once told a woman I enjoy spending time with my family. And she was like, oh, that's pretty bad. Which is why she confronted that guy and was like, yeah, you say you don't want to have kids. And then he was like, nah, I had a vasectomy. Like, I ain't fucking around. Jerry goes to see Pam and notices that
Have you ever done that? You're a whore. Have you lied to women like that?
Have I lied to women like that? No.
I once told a girl that I don't mind dogs.
Like, wow. You were really trying to get laid.
Yep.
Did it work?
No, of course not. Because I ain't got no game.
I love dogs. Is that your dog?
Right.
He don't bite, do he?
Keep it up. Right, exactly.
He got teeth, don't
I'm over here. I'm over here on the other side of the room and shit. Like, nah, yo. Like, it ain't gonna work.
That's crazy. That's my whole thing is I don't lie in situations like that. No. Like I always found that when you tell the truth, people are way more open. I'll say that. Like that was one thing. I was like, should I tell these women that like I'm looking for a relationship? And I was like, no, I'm not. And that was the thing I made very clear. Like, look, I'm not looking for a relationship. Like, I'm just out here casually dating. And it was like, oh, me too. I was like, all right, cool, rock and roll. Like, that's I think, look, you know, sex and dating and all that. It's also like it's a mind thing, right? Like. The second you start lying to people, it's a waste of your time. It is. Like, because you got to keep up the lies and, yeah, you got to bring this woman kibble so she thinks you like her dog and shit like that. Fine. No, just tell the truth, man. Just tell the truth. As you see it.
That's the best kind of truth.
That's right. It's not a lie if you believe it. I'm trying to think. Have I ever told... I know. You know what? I did. I once told a woman that I went on a date with. I told her I couldn't see her the next day, like, because I had some, like, I had to do something, like, with my family, which wasn't true. And it was weird. I think the reason I said that, if I recall, like, we had a date and it was like, it got, like, pretty hot and heavy. I was shocked by this. I met her at a wine festival and she was like 10 years my senior, 15 years my senior, I think. Cause she was like in her 40s and I was 28 or 29, I think. I wasn't that young, or that old, but, I was like 22, I guess. What am I talking about? I was 29 and she was like, mid-40s, or almost late-40s. And, like, yeah, I got, like, pretty hot and heavy on, like, the first date, and I felt like she kind of wanted a relationship, and I was like, I'm not really trying to date this 49-year-old woman. Nah. Like, pump the brakes, lady.
Almost 50, lady.
Right. Like, no, she ain't looking.
She ain't looking. Look. Trust me, okay. The 10 to 15 year age difference is for older women. That's a thing for me. Right?
Yeah, no, that doesn't look no problems. With
I
that.
Love it.
Like zero issues with that.
I'm sure I have some sort of Oedipus complex or some shit. But
gross.
But it's wonderful.
Yeah.
But
so like I
at
just
the same time like I'm not trying to marry.
Get
out of here.
And like I felt like she was kind of like had like kind of relationship-y vibes, and I was like, nah, I'm good. I feel like slightly regret not seeing her the next day because I feel like I feel like I probably pretty easily. But I was 29 and she had a son who was 19, and I felt a way about that. I gotta tell you, I was like, but like me and that nigga probably got more in common. Like if I, oh, you play the latest video game? Yo, you see the new Marvel movie? Like, yeah, yeah, like that. This is your new stepdad. Like, I don't want that. Like, it's fucking weird. So then we see a chase sequence as Jerry is chasing Newman around because Newman has information about Pam, and it's really ridiculous, but it's quite funny. Then Elaine is with that doofus and who kind of looks like a guy I know, and he's like, look. Yeah, I, you know, sometimes I think maybe I do want to have kids. And she's like, I think I want to wear my hair short, like really short. And he goes, I think I like short hair. And so they're both like, yeah, let's just go do something crazy. Let's go get your vasectomy reversed. And I'm going to go get this short haircut. Then George comes over. He's got a diorama of the boardroom. And just the only part I'll mention in this is that he had himself as a Power Ranger. And Jerry is like, I think maybe this is more you, and it was a yellow M&M. Like the yellow M&M character. Yeah, that shit was hilarious. George is like, all right, fine.
That shit was funny. Yeah.
Like, fuck off. So then Pam comes over and she's like, I kind of have a crush on Kramer. And I like both of you. And I'd been like, nah, I'm good. You got it.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
You got it, Kramer. Like, you got it. It's fine.
Yeah. You don't look that good, Pam.
Like, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine. Kramer, you got it. You got it. Her boobs aren't even spectacular. George goes in to confront everybody at the board meeting. And he makes himself look like an ass because he's like, this is what was playing on the tape. And they're like, okay, so this chair fell over. But why did you have a recording device in your briefcase? And he's like, yes, that is a good point.
That is a question.
And then when he leaves, they're all like, we all think that George killed Susan. And they're all like, yeah, no, obviously. I just assumed that he did. And of course, George is not there to record that. Then Elaine runs into Jerry and Newman at the vasectomy place as her boyfriend is getting his reversed. Kramer just got his because Pam says she doesn't want kids. And then Elaine's got her short hair, which, look, she looked really good. So I'm a fan of that.
Yeah, I didn't mind it.
Nope. And the stinger was everybody thinking that George definitely killed her at the board meeting. And that's it. That's the end of the episode.
There you go. So, I'm looking at a couple of, the next episodes.
Bizarro Jerry is a pretty,
pretty Bizarro Jerry is okay. Yeah. The little kicks. I mean, the only thing I remember is the actual little kicks.
Yeah, of course.
So we're getting there. This particular season starts off very slow.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see.
We'll work up to it. All right. That's it for us, and we will see you guys next week.
See ya.
Bye. Bow, 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 bow.
Really?